The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
For 6 months, everything is COVID this and COVID that. I lost my job because we're all trying to stay at home to get this under control. And our president does what? Are you fucking kidding me? Look, maybe you don't like the other guy running for president. I get it. I don't like anyone right now. But could you do me a favor? Take 10 minutes this November and fucking vote. Can you do that? Can you do that for me, please? Oh, that is it. Wait till your father gets home.
Oh, for the love of God, for the love of Pete. Oh, Christopher Columbus, Jeezle Pete. Heavens to Murgatroyd, can you just vote? Yes, we can, and we are. People are waiting in long lines to vote, and this is just the beginning of what I said was going to be a hell of a ride 19 days before the election. And you know what's happening today, everybody? You know what's happening today? So Donald Trump decided he didn't want to debate Joe Biden, which I'm so sorry, but I have to say I told you so. I told you so. Thank you. Because he lost, he got his butt whipped by his own self. By his own self, by his own mouth, by his own pie hole. The man could not shut up. He couldn't stop with conspiracy theories and yelling and screaming and red face and sweating and it was hard to watch. And as soon as that was over and the polling began, Joe Biden, 10 points ahead, 12 points ahead, 8 points ahead, swing states in play, Iowa's in play, Georgia's in play, maybe Texas. I mean, it's just amazing. And he knows that. He knows it. So he stands there and lies to you about he won. Oh, I won. So much winning. Everybody, are you tired of all his winning? So he refuses to do the second debate because of the COVID, you know, the COVID. The debate commission says, no, you could do the debate. We're just going to do a virtual debate, a virtual one. And Donald Trump says, in 100 years, that is not what debates are about. And I don't want the debates to be virtual. I've never heard of a virtual debate. Exhibit A, the year 1960. The debate, Richard Nixon versus Kennedy. John F., not the one from Louisiana. The location, two different cities, two presidential candidates meeting for a debate virtually.
Now joined for tonight's discussion by a network of electronic facilities which permits each candidate to see and hear the other. Good evening, Senator Kennedy.
Good evening, Mr. Chiddell.
And good evening to you, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Chiddell.
One candidate in New York, the other candidate in Los Angeles. Virtual debate. Donald Trump is a degenerate liar, and nothing you can say or do is ever going to change that, okay? He literally refuses to debate because he told Maria Bartiromo, I'm not going to waste my time. Nobody does virtual debates. Never been done before. I never heard of such a thing. I don't want to do it. And it's
a lie.
How
are you feeling? How is the First Lady feeling this morning?
She's feeling good. I'm feeling good. Really good. I think perfect. And we're ready to go. I'm ready to go, except the quarantine situation that you have for a little while after you get tested or whatever the procedure is. But I'm ready to do, and I'm looking forward to doing the rallies.
The rallies.
I heard that the commission a little while ago changed the debate style, and that's not acceptable to us.
No.
I beat him easily in the first debate,
according
to the polls that I've seen, but I beat him easily. I felt I beat him easily. I think he felt it, too. He wouldn't answer any questions, and he had the protection of Chris Wallace all night long. It was just, I thought Chris Wallace was a disaster. But I beat him in the first debate. At the second debate, we have a never-Trumper as a host, but that's okay because I beat him in the second debate also. And but I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
So you're not, so Mr. President, you're not going to do it because the CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
First virtual debate, everybody, 1960.
Now joined for tonight's discussion by a network of electronic facilities which permits each candidate to see and hear the other. Good evening, Senator Kennedy.
Good evening, Mr. Shadell.
And good evening to you, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Shadell.
As you'll notice, one candidate was in Los Angeles, as I mentioned, and the other candidate was in New York, as I mentioned, and the year, as I mentioned, was 1960. Yes, we've had virtual debates. Yes, we have. So Donald Trump throws a fit, a little hissy fit, and says he's not going to do it. And what does NBC do? What does Comcast do? What does an entire network that is comprised of various platforms, MSNBC, CNBC, and NBC host and originator of Celebrity Apprentice, starring the Donald, what do they do? What do they do? He refuses to debate. He gets punished by getting his own primetime town hall that NBC programs against Joe Biden's primetime town hall on ABC. Now, anybody out there ever have a toddler? Do you have one now? Did you have one? You can't give in to temper tantrums, or else the toddler grows up to be Donald Trump, who is still having temper tantrums well into his 70s. But NBC does that. They reward the toddler. They reward the temper tantrum. And the only reason that anybody could think of that they would cave in and give this miscreant, this liar, his own primetime town hall to compete with Joe Biden's primetime town hall, which was negotiated after Donald Trump refused to do the town hall that was really on the schedule for tonight from Philadelphia. It was a town hall with people. The only reason is because they can sell commercials. So I hope everybody can appreciate the fact that we are not corporate media. I hope everybody gets that, that we can stand on principles, and that if Donald Trump said he wanted to be on our free speech TV platform or any of our platforms, we would have said, no, I'm sorry, we don't reward people who refuse to debate and throw hissy fits and temper tantrums and lie about the efficacy of a virtual town hall, which 61% of American households in 1960 tuned into, although one candidate was in Los Angeles and one candidate was in New York, that he lies about this. We would never, ever freaking do it. But NBC, Comcast did. And the crazy part is ABC only has the one ABC channel, right? NBC, home of The Apprentice, has NBC, MSNBC, and CNBC. And that is why Donald Trump went to them. He just wants to say he beat Biden in the Nielsen ratings, as if this is a reason to reelect him. I don't know who's going to tune in to watch Donald Trump make a fool of himself tonight and deny that he canceled the debate and deny that he is too afraid to debate Joe Biden and promote conspiracy theories about SEAL Team 6 and about, computers that belong to Hunter Biden with Russian or Ukrainian emails, again, emails, that Rudy Giuliani apparently has or had and turned over to some damn body like the New York Post, a tabloid no less. But whoever these people are, it won't matter.